Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. With regards to performing extra umrahs, according to Hanafi school and other schools as well, it is perfectly all right to do so. Whether one goes to Tan'im for Masjid Aisha and perform extra umrah, that is considered valid in Hanafi school, as well as in other schools as well, like Shafi'i school and Maliki school as well. I think this is not okay in Hanabila, but I need to verify that. So I'm slightly not clear as to what Hanbali's position is on that. But definitely in a Salafi school, it is not at all permissible. They consider the incident of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that is why this place or this masjid is called Masjid Aisha. What happened with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was performing his pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wada', he had Sayyida Aisha with him, and as they were about to start on Hajj days, she radiallahu anha started her periods. So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam very upset, in fact crying as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't worry about that, this is a natural thing, and don't really do everything other than entering the masjid, which is Masjid al-Haram, and do not do tawaf. But do sa'i and go to Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, everything else is fine, stoning. And when she became purified, she was then sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with her brother, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, to go to this Tan'im place where Masjid Aisha is now. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed them to take put the ihram on there and come and perform their tawaf for Hajj and you know other things. So that's where the masjid is built in Tan'im. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed one extra umrah while he was coming back from battlefield, you know, the after the Hajjatul Wada', and this is the Irrana, that is another one, which is a miqat for the local people as well. So based on this, Ahnaf and I think Maliki and Shawafi, they all hold the view that it is permissible for anyone who is now in Mecca and already done his Umrah to go and do another Umrah from Masjid Aisha, Tan'im, or the Irrana. How Hanabila perhaps, but definitely Salafiyah, they do not consider it to be valid. They think this is specific for Sayyida Aisha, and it was just given as a leeway for her. No one else is allowed to follow that, and that is why they would not consider that Umrah to be valid. But as Hanafis, for us it's perfectly fine, and we can do it, inshallah ta'ala. However, it is more preferable to do tawaf, as many tawaf as possible, other than prayer time, unless you're tired and you have to have food or rest or whatever. Rest of the time should be, inshallah ta'ala, spent in performing as many tawaf as possible, because that is the ibadah which is highly recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is agreed upon, and there's no difference of opinion that the best ibadah other than the fard prayer in haram is tawaf. So do as many tawaf as possible, but if someone feels compelled and out of love for the family or someone who passed away recently, or even the parents or the wife, you would like to do extra umrah after a few days, if you're spending a few more days there, inshallah ta'ala, that's perfectly fine, as I said, according to Hanafi school and according to Maliki school, and I think Shafi'i as well. But as I said, I'm slightly not clear on those, because those are not the schools that I studied. My school has been, alhamdulillah, and will inshallah ta'ala be Hanafi school, which is my main reading and studying with my shuyukhs as a subject. So I hope it clarifies. So you are allowed to perform extra umrah, but it is more recommended or more preferable to do tawafs, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairah.